Those guys are out today
enjoying a nice break from all their hard labor. We're in Luke Morrow alongside Chris Partee. And the question of the day, what's the most underwhelming debut you've experienced in your life? What's something you were really excited for, but it ended up being a huge letdown? Let us know on the text line 713-572-4610. We ask this because of Arch Manning and his very underwhelming debut as a starter on Saturday. We'll get more into the college football weekend later on. But let us know, most underwhelming debut, something you were really looking forward to in your life, maybe a movie, a show, something in sports. You sat down, experienced it, and thought, man, what a letdown.
Colin, what did you tell us earlier? We posed the question, you said, life?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's just life for you, somebody out
there. Sorry, I was just trying to figure out what the heck that transition was. Apologies, folks. I didn't mean to poison your ears on this lovely Labor Day after a very humid weekend. But yeah, life. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Hey, that might be someone's answer. Just life.
That could be, but
it's not quite what they expected.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What would you be your or one of? Or a few that come to mind that were, you know, you were really excited about.
Yeah.
They didn't match expectations.
I'm sure that I'm someone that doesn't try to, I try not to get my expectations too high for anything, but there was a movie. Now, The Gobbledygooker was one for me back in the day. Sean already said that, but that was definitely something that was hyped up and I was like, yeah. And then it just kind of underwhelmed. But
yeah, if you weren't with us for Crosstalk earlier, we talked about a few wrestling examples.
Yes.
That were our biggest disappointments, and Sean used that one.
And you mentioned the Shockmaster. That was another one. But do you remember the movie Gone Girl?
Yeah.
Came out about a decade ago.
Yeah, I love that movie.
So me and my ex-wife, we went to see that movie, and we were excited about it, and we were both red at the point where she went through everything with him. This is Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
I forget the actress's name, but at the point where she went through everything with him, do you remember the point where she came back, where she just came back and showed up at the house?
Whoa, spoiler alert. I'm kidding.
That movie's 12 years old. Yeah. If you ain't seen it by now, I'm sorry.
I'm kidding. Yeah, but yes, I remember.
You remember that.
Of course.
Hey, yep. I could be one of those people that had never seen it.
Well, Colin, I'm sorry, brother. You know.
Get with it.
Yeah,
it's been 12 years.
12 years. I mean, you were probably, 10 at the time, so. Am I right or wrong? Were you 11?
13.
Okay, I was close. Hey, he's a young man. There's nothing to be ashamed about in that. You got your whole life ahead of you, all right?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to make that. I'm putting
it
on my watch.
Put it on your list. But
for sure.
When she just showed back up like that, just after everything that had gone on, and just walked back in the house like nothing had happened, I was just like, really? I was so disappointed.
Really? With the ending?
Because everything was so good up to that point for me.
Yeah.
We were both just like, we were out. We were out. We were just done.
I didn't hate it. I mean, it's funny because you're rooting for like a happier ending for Ben Affleck. And so that's where I was disappointed, but I liked it from like the artistic standpoint, if you will. Like, I thought that was a good ending for the movie.
Yeah.
But also, it's interesting that you could, you know, Ben Affleck was not like a perfect guy either, but he was the character you found yourself rooting for in the movie, which is also, and then you feel bad for him at the end, even though it's like, well, he had his own issues too.
Yeah,
I would say similarly, I mean, we could go not only on wrestling events. I shared earlier, I was in the Hartford Civic Center, Ultimate Warrior, who I loved, was making his debut in WCW, and I thought, this is going to be awesome.
See,
and then he went off script and was just rambling for like 20 minutes. And I'm like, okay, this is terrible. Let's move on.
See, I've always felt like anyone like you that grew up in the Northeast is so lucky because Hartford, places like Hartford were a hub for WWF back in the day.
Yeah.
Because they're Stamford, Connecticut.
Yeah, right.
It was their, or still is their home base. So you got to see everything. Now, they came out to the West Coast, to the Bay Area, but you got so much more out there.
Yeah. That was great. I mean, that wasn't great, that event. So, you know, we could go on about wrestling this whole segment. We could also go on about movies.
Yeah.
And I see on the text line someone said the recent Fantastic Four was very disappointing. I think that would be a popular one.
I've heard that from movies. Some people.
You know, movies get so hyped up. I'm worried about this new horror film, Weapons, which I can't wait to see.
Tyler's been talking about that one.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be this incredible. It's supposed to be incredible. It's got a 100 on Rotten Tomatoes. Jordan Peele fired his staff because they didn't win the bidding war to get the script for that movie. It's supposed to be...
You're like, all fired!
Yeah, that's not a bad, like, Vince McMahon right there. it's supposed to be this incredible movie, but I feel like it's going to be so hyped up at this point that I'm going to be disappointed.
That it can't live up to it.
Right, exactly. And so, like you said a moment ago, keeping your expectations low
That's
is
me.
The best way to go, so that you're always more surprised than disappointed. But in the movie realm, and this might be a hot take.
Uh-oh.
This might be an unpopular opinion.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know.
Here come hating ass Luke. Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. I heard that episode that day.
Good callback. I was really excited to see Sinners, and I saw it in theaters. I thought that movie was terrible.
Really?
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible.
Jesus.
I literally just watched
most
it
overrated movie probably I've ever seen.
I watched it 2 weeks ago. I thought it was good.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the first half of it.
Okay.
And then spoiler alert. I mean, whatever. Once they introduce like the vampires, whatever it was. Oh my gosh, terrible.
Yeah, I think they were vampires.
The second half of the movie, terrible. First half was really good. It had a really good setup. I was really enjoying it, and then I was like, oh, this is where we're going with this movie. Lame. Stupid.
Watch Barbarian.
I saw it in theaters, yeah.
What did you think? Yeah. I just saw it recently.
I liked it. I didn't love it. Didn't hate it, though.
Okay.
I thought it got pretty ridiculous, too, the longer that movie went on.
Really? Okay.
I didn't really like the twist, either. The same idea. First half was setting up nice and tense. Really liked it, and then, oh, this is what...
That happens sometimes, though.
Yeah.
That happens. Good. Like, they get you in that first half, and then that last 30 minutes is like...
It's what that was the substance? Is that what it's called? With Demi Moore, or Demi Moore, however she says her name? Big movie with Dennis Quaid that came out in the last year. Same thing. Great movie, and then the last 20, 30 minutes, so absurd, it ruined the whole movie for me.
The ending of a movie really can't, you know, the last 15 minutes of a movie really can ruin the whole 90 minutes if it's not.
Absolutely.
100%. It can ruin it.
It can make it, too. It could be a lousy
movie. It can also
make
it, yeah.
That comes together in the last 15 minutes. On the text line, I love this one. I watch this on YouTube from time to time myself because it's so great. The disappointment that came with the opening of Al Capone's vault in 1986 by Geraldo Rivera. Oh, my. That was so hyped up.
Not Geraldo.
Up, and there was nothing in there. The vault was empty.
Not Geraldo.
They should have checked first before doing it live on TV.
Yeah, why not look in there, do a little prep?
Yeah.
Why not?
To see if there is actually something.
And if there's
not.
Open
it up and it's just empty. You're right. What a letdown that is.
Stage it. If there's nothing there, just stage it.
Absolutely.
The money's been put up for this thing already, I'm sure. Just stage it. Who's going to know?
Right.
It's Hollywood.
Go find it on YouTube if you're not familiar. It's a great clip because they were just so disappointed and let down. Text line says the Brock Osweiler and David Johnson are the biggest letdowns.
Brock Osweiler.
Most underwhelming.
Yeah, that was...
David Johnson, of course. I mean, you get rid of DeAndre Hopkins, you bring in David Johnson, who had a good career previously, but didn't have enough left in the tank.
And nothing left.
Staying with the Texans, somebody said it's got to be Christmas last year at the game against the Ravens. Ooh. That's a good one. You get excited. You get to watch your team on Christmas. It's a big game against the Ravens.
Was it 31?
They just got curb stomped.
31 something?
We were on the air.
We were
the next
on the
day.
Air. The next day.
I think it was the next day.
Not that day.
Chris.
The day.
Talk about how it was the worst Christmas ever.
I thought we were on that day.
No.
No?
Chris was in with PC and me.
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's right.
You and I were then together.
The next day.
Yeah. You know, the days run together.
Absolutely. They do. And then I love this one on the text line. You could keep sending them in. Somebody said, let me find the exact verbiage. When my mom debuted her meatloaf in my life as a kid, extremely underwhelming, yet she still chooses to make it.
Oh, my. Hey, man, leave mom alone.
That's great.
I hope mom does not listen. Obviously, they're not going to know who that is, but I hope mom doesn't listen to
the show. I'll give you the phone number if you want. Then you know who it is.
Don't do that.
That is a good one, though, when like... You tell your significant other or you tell your mom about this great meal you had at a restaurant or you had at someone else's house and oh, it's so good. And they said, let me try to make that for you.
Don't do it.
It doesn't live up to expectations a lot of times, especially if it's from a restaurant, because all due respect to moms, that's a professional chef in the restaurant. And then your mother or your wife, girlfriend, whoever, husband tries to duplicate it. And it's like, it's good, but it's not quite as good as when I had it the first time. And then you also build up. The expectations, romanticize it. That's always a tough spot.
This is why I limit my expectations. If it turns out great, great.
It's true.
If not, then I'm good. Either way.
The Houston Astros medical team, somebody said. That's a good one.
Very underwhelming.
And 713 said, I was so excited to go to my first All-Star game as a kid. I was a huge Astros fan. And then Roger Clemens gave up 6 runs in the first inning.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's the problem with baseball,
these
too.
These things happen.
Is that baseball could get out of hand real quick. Football, it takes at least like a quarter for your team to get blown out. Baseball could be the team even comes to bat. Top of the first, you give up 8 runs. It's like, okay, well, this was
a waste. Game's over.
Yeah, let's go home.
Yeah. There's not much hope after that.
Keep sending those answers in for a question of the day. What was the most underwhelming debut in your life? What's something you were really excited for, but it ended up just being a huge letdown? Let us know. We'll get to continue to get to the good ones. 713-572-4610. Hey, when we come back, it's time to go around the NFL. We'll do it next on In the Loop.